AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The FBI considers terror recruitment a 24-hour threat. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports.
FBI Director James Comey says recruitment of potential homegrown terrorists by the Islamic State group is a widespread threat that goes on 24 hours a day. He says hundreds of people are consuming social media efforts to either draw them overseas to join the extremists or stay and kill at home. And there are ongoing investigations in all 50 states as the FBI tries to identify and stop those most likely to act. He spoke while visiting the FBI field office in the Cincinnati area. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Activists opposed to the permanent appointment of Baltimore's interim police commissioner are occupying City Hall. Protest leader Michaela Gilliam Price tells WMAR that she doesn't expect all their demands to be met immediately, but wants a commitment.
Really what we need is a commitment to meetings, and those meetings be followed by public statements with those officials that summarize their next steps so that they can be held accountable.
Their demands include changes to police tactics and significant investment in education and social services. Lamar Odom reportedly told employees of a Nevada brothel that he used cocaine before he arrived Saturday. He used over-the-counter sexual performance enhancers over the course of his stay, according to Nye County Sheriff Sharon Worley, who was asked if the Love Ranch could be held liable for his drug use.
That's possible at the end of our investigation if we find that that someone at the brothel is responsible, then yes, of course they would be. But we're only after the truth here.
The former NBA and reality TV star is said to be on life support at a Las Vegas hospital. A Texas man shot outside Dallas Cowboy Stadium Sunday has died. He was shot during an altercation at a tailgate party. This is AP Radio News. At least 9 homes have been destroyed by a Central Texas wildfire that's grown to more than 3 square miles. Mike Fisher is the emergency management coordinator for Bastrom.
We ran some really bad terrain, a lot of slopes, drainages and canyons. And what little wind we had was kind of exacerbated by that terrain.
The fires have prompted the evacuations of several neighborhoods. 2 Texas baseball teams got knocked out of the playoffs on Wednesday. The Toronto Blue Jays have advanced by becoming the 3rd team in Major League history to win a best-of-5 playoff round after dropping the first 2 games at home. They eliminated the Rangers. And the Kansas City Royals are in following their 2nd straight comeback victory against the Astros.
It's a memorable moment. I think it's a remarkable moment for me being in the playoffs.
That's Royals right fielder Alex Rios. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.